Trade.
Now, as promised, we'll play this Spiral Stairs.
Spiral Stairs, of course, playing at the Tuning Fork on the 3rd of December with Big Thief. I spoke to Scott Camberg of Spiral Stairs, or goes under the name Spiral Stairs, ex-Pavement.
Now, you really worked him for this information too, John. He's pretty dusty, but you get at him.
He's living in Mexico now. I Skyped him. And I think he's got a pretty chill pace of life, so.
100%. Here we go.
With your new record, did you have a favourite piece of musical equipment or a pedal or anything like that that you had a really strong bond to or really enjoyed using?
Yeah, well, I've got this, like, I've had a Fender Jazzmaster that I've had for quite a long time. But it never sounded good live when I would play it live. And I just never really sounded that good. And I finally kind of got it set up the right kind of, I don't know, I just got it set up again. You know, you get your guitar set up every, I don't know, few years or whatever. And I got the guitar set up again, and whoever set it up really made it sound magical. And so I basically played everything off of this Fender Jazzmaster, and when I got it set up, I found out that the actual birth date of it was the same birth date I was, August of 1966. So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But it was cool, you know. Like it was. So yeah, I played a lot of songs out of that guitar. The record kind of had, we had a lot of Echoplex on it, and we had a lot of we just had some really cool keyboard sounds. There was this guy, Kelly Stoltz in San Francisco, who's a friend of mine. He's got all this great, great equipment from like the 80s and great synthesizers and stuff. And so we used some of that. And,
was there anything in particular? Anything in particular you can remember?
Yeah. Jesus.
No pressure though.
Completely spacing out. I've never been a techie guy, you know.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I know people who have studios and stuff. It's like they obsess over that kind of stuff. But like, I've never been that kind of guy.
Yep.
I leave that up to other people, you know. I just tell them, like, you know, I want this song to sound like that guitar solo in, you know, this Roxy Music song or this Devo song. And then I play it for them, and they go, okay, well, that's a so-and-so.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Well, what sort of setup did you have that you to take out on the road and play live when you're playing with Pavement in the past?
Pavement's very, very simple. I mean, we were very punk rock, you know. We were very, like, we didn't really have much. I had like, a distortion pedal, which was actually a hot cake, which comes from us, from New Zealand. And we discovered it through the Clean and the 3Ds when we toured with them in the old days. And so basically my signature, like, kind of guitar sound has always been copied from those bands through the hot cake pedal. And Malcolm has had, like, he had a few more kind of pedals, but not really that many. And that was it. You know, no real, you know, at the end we kind of had a Juno and a Nord that we kind of did some sounds through, but you know, my thing live is more like I have a keyboard player who's got like a Juno and he's got like a Nord, kind of a Nord setup, and you know, we have more sounds, and but I'm still pretty simple. It's like I tried to have a lot of effects, but it just confuses me.
Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Scott Canberg from Spiral Stairs, playing the tuning fork, X-Pavement.
Just mentioned the hotcake there, and that picked Arias up, so we thought we'd run with it. Now, just to let you know, Paul Crowther invented the hotcake guitar distortion pedal in 1976, which has openly been used by Neil Finn. He's got a real old one, actually. I was at around his studios the other day, and he's got one of the OG ones. It's like a two-dial, really brown one. Noel Gallagher's been in there, old mate from the Kooks, Buzz Osborne from the Melvins, Thurston Moore. Man, he basically everyone's got a hotcake because it's the duck's nuts. Wilco, Radiohead's all over it, Portishead. But this is only like mentioning a few artists, really. But I'll slip around to the other side of the desk and give him a hotcake a few licks, and then you can hear what it's all about. Really, how's that sound?
I like this. Would you say that this is one of your favorite pedals that you own?
No. It's just an industry standard
distortion pedal, I'd say. But I thought maybe,
what's the attraction?
Well, we've pulled the Crowther page.
Why do all these amazing artists have one?
Well, when it's good, it's good, mate. Word spreads around. So this is pedal not engaged. I'm just playing a six-string Fender Strat style guitar. This is all the dials up the middle, just a nice distortion. Can you give the yellow fader a little heat, John? And maybe turn it on.
So I'm just reading this over here. Right, about the hot,
that's
about
the clean
the
tone. That's just a little kiss of distortion. What you can use it for is John will just read out now, and I'll kind of just emulate what the people are trying to tell him to do.
Okay, so this is on the Crowther audio page, and it just says, initial one made in 1976 while I was in the UK with Split Enz. The hotcake is designed to leave the undistorted component of the guitar sound unchanged, while providing a nice fat distortion sound without resorting to a treble cut circuit, which will also affect the guitar tonality. With the drive and presence controls set to minimum and the level at around 2 o'clock, you should be hard pressed to hear any change in the sound at all when you switch the hotcake in and out.
Okay, this is where I'm at right now. In, out. So you just get a little bit of clarity and definition. There you go. In, out. Can you hear that, John?
Yeah.
Okay, get to the bit where it tells you to fucking crank it.
It says you can get a clean volume boost by increasing the level control. Increasing the drive will give you a thick distortion sound with a little bit of edge to it. Oh, you sound like Jay Maskus. And the presence control adds some mid-range punch to the sound. The hotcake also handles chords well.
Crank. Lovely.
Nice one.
Should we play a 3D's tune?
Yeah, I reckon.
I can do it.
It's the 3D's. Big fans of the hotcake.
Is
Yes, the 3Ds there, no doubt using a Hotcake. Man, so many people rely on the Hotcake. Hats off to Crowther Audio for making it back in the day, and really is a staple in a lot of people's pedal boards. You're probably looking at spending, if you want to buy one new, ironically, sometimes they're hard to find in New Zealand. You got to buy like offshore, which is weird because they get made in Balmoral, which is just down the road. We should actually try to get Paul Crowther in here to give us the massive skinny. There's also a prunes and custard pedal that he makes as well, and a double Hotcake, which is Hotcake into Hotcake. But secondhand, you should be able to pick one up for under $200, maybe $150 or so. Get amongst if you
give him an email this week. Get onto that, and we can get him up here for next week.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
That was Tools of the Trade.